What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 237 of the Cheesy Controller Podcast. I'm your host, Anton LaPlatte. Joining me, as always, we have the Mecha Stardew Valley, Chris Montalbano.
I really got to get back to 16.
We got the Ray Trace Durag, Madrid Devon.
Bun.
And we got the most degenerate squid in the sea, Jalen Roberts.
He's Tyler Perry. Save me.
We got a jam-packed episode for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about the new social media landscape. We're going to be talking about World of Warcraft, Final Fantasy 16, League of Legends, and Superman. So, I wanted to start off, because it's just kind of been all-consuming lately, is the social media landscape, the shakeup that has happened over the course of the last week.
The social media wars. I mean, back again in full swing.
Yeah, this one is one where there's actually a new contender that's actually usable and kind of good from the onset. It's not something that's shaky and small that'll get stolen by someone else in 6 months and be done by a bigger company. So the new one is Threads, if you've been living under a rock.
Yeah, Zuck can't Zuck himself. That's why it's gonna last. He can't do it to himself.
Yeah.
Because that's what would happen with social media. They get on, they have something new.
They get absorbed into Instagram.
They get bought. Yep, they get bought by Meta. They get closed, and then Meta has that feature in about a month later.
Right. So.
Yep. Across this whole network.
Yep. Cause it's really.
So, what is Threads for someone who doesn't really use social media? I get that it's Twitter's.
It's just Twitter made by Meta.
Made by, and ex Twitter employees, because he has been scooping up. Ex-Meta employee. Yeah, those are ex-Twitter employees, and that's part of what got Elon in a little bit of a tizzy.
Makes a lot of sense.
He fired him.
Yeah,
that. Are you mad? You fired him.
Because Elon's a billionaire throwing a temper tantrum.
A dickhead?
Nobody cares.
He's a dickhead.
Yeah, you also got to remember, the reason why he bought Twitter in the first place was because he wants to be a meme lord. And he failed, and he ended up wasting a whole lot of money because he set the price. Had to then buy it, waived his ability to check for the amount of bots in there, tried to get out of it.
I don't know. There's that, but destabilizing Twitter, I feel like that's very insidious. You know what I'm saying? Because of the power of Twitter, while Twitter's a cesspool, it still has a lot of very strong power politically, news-wise, information-wise. So it's a play on multiple.
You're giving fronts. Elon more credit than he deserves.
Yeah, honestly.
I'm serious. You're giving him significantly more credit. He has no idea what he's doing.
Right, but if he's just being manipulated by being gassed into thinking he's a meme lord, somebody's back there with the fucking cloak on.
The only person gassing him into being a meme lord,
the shadow government.
It's not even the shadow government. It's honestly, this is just capitalism at play. This is just what happens inevitably when an entire resource gets owned and by very few people. This is what happens, because next thing you know, your CEO becomes an idiot and everything starts collapsing.
I mean, at this point, Meta's kind of too big to fall. So I downloaded Spill, I downloaded Mastodon, I downloaded Blue Sky. I was I'm down to try all of these. The only one that has had that secret sauce that makes Twitter feel usable and viable and established, you're getting a lot of those vibes out of Thread. So
yeah, since it's connected directly to Instagram, that makes its integration much easier.
That's the thing.
You're able to carry over a bunch of your friends. I'm getting notifications on IG telling me that somebody posts on Threads for the first time. I'm like, I don't fucking care. I don't care. This doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah. So you're just still on Twitter? How's that been?
It's successful. What do you mean?
It's Twitter. That's the thing about it. It's the same. It's the same as it always been.
I spend more
been.
Time... As far as social media, I spend more time on Instagram now.
Yeah.
I'm having more fun over there. It's more interactive. And I found this pocket of there's a bunch of people I just see working out, posting fitness stuff. like for accountability purposes. And there's a lot of beautiful women, so I'm like, this I like it here. This is nice, you know. It's positive. Like people will talk back to you, you know, because it's people you know.
Yeah.
Because they love Twitter. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like I feel like Thread has caused me to use Instagram more, just because. So the unfortunate thing is the name Anton63Xs is still in Instagram jail.
Oh, so you can't even use it for your Reddit account?
Nope. Like, on the metaverse, I will be number 6 with 2 X's. And, you know, I had to sacrifice the name Anton6 for the sake of the podcast. So, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal. And I feel... So, the interesting thing is... using Threads is it let me import my entire profile. Like I had to do almost zero work to convert everything in Instagram over into Threads. So like people, and the thing about my current Instagram that I use is like either people I know or like certain brands that I'll like choose to follow, like Pokemon or like PlayStation, or just like, it's not like my following, or like the things that I am following, that list is a lot more concise on Instagram than it is on Twitter, because I've had that Instagram account significantly less time than I've had Twitter. And so it'd be nice if I could like, and I know this will never happen because unless like Meta buys Twitter, but I don't think that like that.
No.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. It's just going to let it collapse under itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but what I would want is like a thing on Thread where you like it lets you log into your Twitter and just connect your Thread to your Twitter. And so everybody that I follow on Twitter, I could follow on Thread before Twitter just like dies.
That's just that they go to Threads.
That's not
also, if you delete your Threads, you will delete your Instagram.
I don't. The account or just any Thread?
No, the Thread account.
Yeah.
So if you were like, fuck Threads, the most you can do is deactivate your account. You can't completely close it out because it'll close out your
Instagram. Because it really is super tied to Instagram.
Yeah, it's connected. So.
So like if you post on Instagram,
they can still access everything from a closed account.
I haven't posted it. I haven't done like a legitimate post on Instagram in like over a year. But
I do a few algorithm checks, you know, just drop some memes and some selfies.
Yeah. But
prove to people I'm not a bot.
I'd have to either Madrid would have to test it by opening a Thread and then posting on Instagram and seeing if it goes to Threads, but yeah.
Oh, for the cheesy
to Instagram. Oh yeah,
maybe.
So I opened it for cheesy just to like reserve that like space for that. Mm-hmm. So the cheesy controller Instagram has a Thread account. There's nothing on it yet, but I mean that is also an option for you, Madrid, if you wanna.
I don't know. I don't wanna open the doorway to me considering Threads though.
What do you have against it other than Meta?
Yeah, that's it. That's primarily it. It's like I'm already in Instagram, you know, but I don't want to go out of my way for this other thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For me, it's the fact that your timeline is only algorithmic. Because remember, Twitter got it 100% worse when your timeline went from like mostly just the people you follow to this algorithmic shit that's designed to make you miserable and stay on that app. Threads, it's only algorithmic.
They had things of like how to go in. So like all the things that I see are people that I follow and then were like things that people that I follow have replied to and like retweets. So it's people I follow, the things they rethread or retweet or whatever, the things that they reply to, and, like, that's it. I'm not seeing just like out of context. I don't follow this person. Nobody that I follow follows this person. I'm not just seeing anything like that show up. So, but that might just be a setting thing. Cause like literally day one, they're like, how do you get rid of all these people you don't follow being on your timeline? Just go to this account setting and change like it.
Why isn't that the standard then?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I guess they want to put as much content in front of you as possible.
And they also need more data on your tastes as they evolve and change for being on that app. Remember, what they're trying to sell you, what they're selling is your data.
It's true.
Yep. If the app is free, you're the product.
They want the real estate of your mind.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Our brother's spitting right now.
Because I spent more time on Instagram, and them ads are starting to get appealing. They're starting to send me shit that I would actually want. I'm like, fuck.
Instagram had me in this pocket for a minute now. I fight the urge.
Yeah, it is a consistent uphill battle of like, saw this thing on Instagram the other day.
Yeah, except for when it's already brands that I shop with, I'm like, man, fuck. All right. I can consume.
The Stormblood, when Stormblood was free on PlayStation, getting those 14 ads all over the internet. It's like, I already play 14. Y'all can stop trying to get me to play 14. Or I'll get World of Warcraft ads every time there's an expansion. And it's like, I'm not going to go play World of Warcraft. I have my MMO of choice. And
honestly, as someone who played WoW for a long time, everything you would want out of WoW 14 legitimately just does better.
Didn't the new thing drop? The new expansion?
That expansion dropped a while ago. They should be in like patch 0.3 by now.
Yeah. In WoW?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it any good? Did you ever play it?
I'll admit, I played a little bit of it.
Is it good?
It's the best WoW expansion we've had in years, like since Legion. But also, it's one of those things where it makes you realize how fundamentally of an ass game WoW is. Like, the one thing that WoW does that I appreciate over 14 is the fact that it does not... It's an arcade. You just play the damn game. There's nothing you can do where you will end up watching 45 minutes of cutscenes back-to-back. You know, you could just go, you could play the game, you could do PvP, you could just play the game.
But it's a Final Fantasy game. So.
Right. And it's like, that's cool. I appreciate that coming off of 14 because I'm like, oh, I could just do shit.
Sweet. Yeah.
But cool. At the end of the day, even with all those cutscenes, 14 still does everything better.
Yeah.
You know, the outfits are drippier, the crafting's better, the... One, you have access to everything on one character. The story's actually told in a decent way that involves you. Like, that's why Endwalker and Shadowbringers fuck so hard, because it's about you as much as about the villains. Like, you don't get that in WoW.
Right, you're just an adventurer, or you're a member of the Alliance or the Horde. You're not like the warrior. You are not the hero.
You're You get called hero all the time, but you're not. You don't have. It's hard
you're
to
not
get attached.
The
to
hero.
Yeah, you're not the hero.
And also, you don't get to be attached to people like that. Like with 14, every single zone, you're spending with a member of the Scions. Like you're hanging out with them. You're spending a lot of time with them Scions. You don't.
Yeah.
I haven't spent a significant amount of time with Jaina Proudmoore in a minute, and that was my homegirl. Like I haven't hung out with her in a while.
I mean, and then also fuck Blizzard entirely.
And also fuck Blizzard for their many, many crimes. Like, literally, Bobby Kotick is what would happen if you turned a Disney evil CEO from one of their cartoon movies into a real person.
Makes sense.
That's true.
Oh, that's funny.
But if you want to talk about games with strong characters and strong worlds, Final Fantasy 16 is still... The only game... I played a little bit of Call of Duty with Radic, but that was because I was half asleep, half, like... I was like, I don't have the mental bandwidth for Final Fantasy right now. Because I'd be
doing, they just needed something quick.
Yeah, just needed, like, going.
That makes sense. Call of Duty is that shut your brain off kind of game.
Yeah. We were playing
trying to take that shit out of your head.
Because I was playing with Radic.
Oh, no thoughts.
Yeah, just fuse. Throw a Simtex every once in a while. Keeps the gears.
Just to feel. Just keeps.
But yeah, 16. So I know, Jalen, you're still not playing it. Chris, you're playing it. You're probably like the closest to the beginning. Madrid, I'm not sure where you are, which is part of the reason I want to talk about 16, because I don't know.
Where am I? I am literally in the middle of going through, was it Drake's Fang? Where Kupka is?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of going through there. I probably just have, like, I think I did the first two bosses, so was it usually, like, three bosses? Four?
It depends on, like, it progressively, like, becomes more, like,
okay,
involved, I feel like. I'm not considerably farther, but I feel like the lead up to the big thing I just did was, there were more difficult enemies at one time, and then, like, a couple things that triggered cutscenes of, like, so, but I feel like that was way more complex than anything I did around Kupka. But apparently, there are two different type of people. People that Titan's their favorite icon, and people that their favorite icon isn't Titan. And so far, I'm falling into that second camp.
Their favorite icon, just like the fight?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna see.
Oh man,
I'm probably gonna do that fight right after this podcast. So.
There is a screenshot.
That's how close I am.
Like, there is a screenshot check. Everybody, when they hit that checkpoint, they do that. Like, everybody, when they finish that fight, there are two screenshots apparently every single person has gotten. Like, Darren was like, oh yeah, Justin's not going to be taking screenshots. Justin shows up with the two screenshots, like, hey, I took screenshots. It's just, that's the level the game gets to, that, like, Juwan has them, but, like, Juwan does photo mode. I have them, but I'm pretty good at, like, getting dope screenshots. And then,
and the thing that pisses me off is just it has that little fucking emblem up in the corner if you need to take a screenshot right after. It's just like, the you just took a screenshot, just emblem up. I'm like, holy fuck, I'm taking another screenshot. Phase that out. That doesn't need to be there. But yeah,
I've gotten better, like, 16 over the course of playing 16. I know the timing, so I still have some bad screenshots where it's like, you'll finish a fight and you'll be posing, and then the quest complete or, like, whatever defeated pops up on the screen. So I have, like, that first frame of that starting to fade in and pop up, and I'm like, damn, completely ruined my screenshot. But I feel like the icon battles, you're going to feel when you need to take the screenshots. It's not, I mean, stuff's happening fast, but it'll linger. Like, if there's something that costs, like, $1 million to produce, they're going to keep that frame on screen for a good little minute. They're going to have that effect happen for, like, long enough for you to hit the share button. But that's something I'll say about 16, is it screams budget, but it doesn't scream crunch. Like, Diablo was another game that screamed budget. Like, playing it was like, yeah, they put a shit ton of money in this game. But Diablo, you also felt like they burnt out a lot of people. 16 doesn't feel like that. Because it'll be like the cutscenes, and, like, it's all in-engine, so it's not pre-rendered, so depending on how you look at it, it's just a different technique as far as, like, the cinematic presentation of 16 in comparison. But that game, man. Like, it's the first game in a really long time that I turned off my second monitor, told Google to turn off my overhead lights, and unplugged my headset and turned up my soundbar. That's the kind of levels of, like, this is cinematic intense and I love every second of what this is doing. That's the kind of, like, highs that this game's achieved. And I think it might have been since the last, because the Titan fight, I won't spoil anything about it, but that's kind of a Game of the Year moment. I remember saying, like, Tears of the Kingdom had a Game of the Year moment, and mm-hmm. I've been kind of waiting on Final Fantasy to have it. It's had, at this point, two, and I'm expecting at no less two more, to maybe three more Game mm-hmm. of the Year level moments, because it was like, I was hyped for this game. I had high expectations from this game, but this game not only met but exceeded all the expectations that I had out of 16 going into it, and it's giving me things I didn't even realize I wanted out of the game going in.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's all.
Like I said, it's been hitting on everything that I wanted from it, and I'm just mm-hmm. I wish I had more time to actually play it as much as I want to. But I'm just taking my time going through it, though, doing side quests, doing the hunts, like,
I'm doing everything,
loving the game.
The amount of times the main quest will be like, go talk to Otto, and I'm like, no, Otto, you're gonna stand here. I'm gonna go do like a couple hunts. I'm going to do all the side quests that are available right now.
I'm going to buy a round of drinks.
Yep. Well, I did all the rounds of drinks. So there's a trophy. This is like no spoilers. Like, you can go to a bar and you can either buy yourself a drink or you can buy a round of drinks. And if you buy four rounds of drinks, like, you could either buy a shit ton of just drinks for yourself over the course of the game, or if you have enough gil, you can just do four rounds back to back and you'll spend enough gil at the bar for the trophy.
Nice.
And it's actually kind of a rare trophy because it's really obscure. Like, unless you just happen to be talking to everyone.
Because you'll probably do it one time and then nothing happens, and so you'll just never do it again. Because I did it once, so I'll probably just have to do it three more times.
Yeah. But nice. Asked about it. I was like, where is this place they're asking me to spend the money? I'm like, have I just not gotten there yet? They're like, oh no, it's at the hideout. It's just not like marked or anything. Like, everything else at the hideout has an icon. That mm-hmm. one particular thing is just an NPC you have to talk to at the bar.
Always buy everyone around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it you, four times if you're going for that platinum like I am.
You get there.
Does that platinum seem hard? I haven't really looked at the trophy list.
No, you can do everything except the New Game Plus stuff in your first playthrough, mm-hmm. and then the New Game Plus is just one trophy, but you can skip all the cutscenes.
So, which is like a big chunk of it.
So it's just like play through the game again. Of course you don't have to do the side quests again.
Nice. Well, apparently if there's anything you have liked that you got out of a side quest in the first game, you're going to mm-hmm. want to do it in New Game Plus. So Juwan platinumed the game. And just talking to Juwan, what you do is you do all the side quests, you do everything in your first playthrough, and then you get the items again, and that lets you upgrade, like, the stats on whatever from the first playthrough. So, like, if there's an accessory that's giving you plus 20 attack, you get another one that's plus 20 attack that lets you upgrade the first one to plus 30 or 40 attack. Okay. And that's not like a specific example, but like,
oh, that's lit then.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those items are just going to drop anyway.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the things, because almost every time you do like major chapter of the story, there's always new stuff at the blacksmith, the new stuff at Charon, the shop, like. Mm-hmm. there are all these things that, like, consistently throughout the game, you should be, especially if you're doing the side quests and stuff and selling your trade-in items, you should have enough gil that every time one of those presents itself to you, you ought to be able to be upgrading. So, and I see, like, with reinforcing some of, like, the lower grade weapons and, like, bringing their stats up, kind of how that plus one, plus two, plus three, plus four system works as far as gear goes. And so it'll be interesting to see how that works for myself as far as accessories go. Because there's still not a lot of RPG depth, but I've...
No, not at all.
Yeah. Throw on that Berserker ring, throw on that extra AP.
Phase of Enduring.
So that's one, like, a good example of something that I know is an actual effect of going through in New Game Plus and upgrading accessories is right now there's an accessory I have that gives me 20% extra AP. Because that's one of the grinds you have to do in New Game Plus.
Where did you get that from?
I bought it from Charon.
Oh, okay.
And so there's
I'll probably do that after I finish a version
of that in New Game Plus that gives you a plus 40% AP. So it significantly helps with that grind to do whatever you have to do to get it unlocked in Charon's shop. Like doing that side quest again. I mean, I'm not against it. Like, it's slow. Like, you can definitely tell it's them, like, slowing down the pacing, like, just so it's not, like... Because if they were to condense just, like, the breakneck parts of this game could be, like, 10 hours. 10, 20 hours. But I'm already 30 plus hours in. And I know that there's still a lot ahead of me. I mean, that's according to my PlayStation, which has been undershooting my time, so I really might be
approaching 40. Even be more than that, yeah.
Who'll do that?
Right, I'm looking at it, I'm like... Every time I've played for an extended period of time and I've looked at the time, like, right before I did that, and then after I did that, I'm like, you're not even accounting for the time. I literally just was paying attention to playing. But yeah, has anybody played anything else this week other than 16? Jill, I know I saw you on League.
Fucking League. Fucking League. It's a hellhole. It's a hellhole. The ADC meta is a shit show. Just, it's a shit show. I hate how one of the most consistent games I've been playing for years is a game that can't balance itself worth a damn for more than 20 minutes. Fucking terrible. The game is awful. Don't play it. Don't play it. Don't consider downloading it. It's terrible. It's a god-awful game.
But you keep going back to it.
It's because I know how to play it. So at least I know what I'm doing in this god-awful game.
So you don't want new players to go to this god-awful game, so you don't have to deal
Jaylen
with the new players
who
don't
know. Anybody,
no, no, I don't want anybody.
Contain
no.
The spread of League of Legends ability brain rot.
Yeah, just don't. Save yourself. Save yourself.
Okay.
Because you're going to play it. You're going to hate it. You're going to feel it's going to be terrible because at the end of the day, sometimes you have to 1v9. You have to do better than your five opponents and your four teammates to win a game sometimes. Or sometimes, because I'm an ADC main, I have five people constantly on my ass. With the team going like, where's the damage? I don't know. Probably up the asses of the five people who were chasing me this entire game. Because they want to run off and get kills and bitch about the fact that they can't get kills. It's like this. It's an abusive relationship that I can't leave. I'm literally stuck in a Tyler Perry movie with a video game. It's terrible.
Oh, yikes.
Damn.
I want better for you.
God.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? If I really... I'm not going to get better until I finally stop playing this fucking game again.
That's the first step, is admitting it.
Yeah. Like, that's...
That's healing.
Diary of a Mad Black League player. That's the story of my life right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's my god loving dark skin video game to get me out of this shit?
Hard working.
my hard working light skinned god fearing fucking video game
to get me out of
this abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Shirtless chopping wood.
I'm hoping you get that. Spider-Man's on the horizon, right?
You know what?
You need something sooner than that, though.
Honestly, I think I might just do the thing and just go outside. I think instead of playing video games, I might just go outside. I know.
It's hot. You know it's hot out there, right?
Touch grass.
It's kind of too hot. The
grass. I mean,
you know,
the grass is dry because it's so damn hot.
It is hot as shit outside.
And the weather app always says it's going to rain, but it never actually does.
Well, no, we've got rain. It's just causing
humidity.
It rained.
Last week, it barely rained, but it told me it was going to thunderstorm. It was raining on Sunday.
It rained yesterday.
Sunday was last week.
Yeah, so last week, rain. Well,
last week.
Oh. This is
Monday through this week.
Monday through yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, it rained like 3 times.
Yeah, it definitely
rained yesterday.
I think it rained.
It felt like a
bunch of rain while driving today. It wasn't. I didn't actively deal with the rain, but I dealt with a wet road.
That's wild. I've literally been all over Atlanta, and I have seen zero rain.
I don't know where you've been at, but it's been adding.
Dodging rain, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's an ideal scenario.
Must be two sides.
Steamy.
Yeah, it felt like a bag of steamed crab legs.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like.
That's what Atlanta's been feeling like.
Yeah. I just ain't enough lemon and butter around. That's the one problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I'm going to a pool party tomorrow. I'm about to be cooked.
Cooked.
Not in the good way.
Oiled.
Just remember, if you drink enough water, you'll survive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink the pool water.
No, that's
not. Nah, take them travel cups we got in Florida. Them things have been a godsend.
Oh, them you're things have right.
Been meta-defining.
Yes, those are like go to.
Let's go.
Like, just anytime.
Let's fucking go.
This bitch? Yeah.
It holds so much liquid.
I thought you were talking about the metal ones we got from Timothy's.
Those motherfuckers keep your shit cold.
Those they keep your shit cold. Those are for the fun drinks. The metal ones from Timothy's are for the fun drinks. This, straight water. Mm-hmm. Straight water.
Stay hydrated.
I'll do
it.
Okay.
I'll keep.
Oh, I'm definitely bringing some water. I got a bunch of coconut water here too, so I'm ready.
There you go.
I'm ready to go. Coating my body.
Yes.
Protecting myself.
All right. Well, I know Jalen has a hard out, so I think we'll call this a shorter episode for the week. You know, we've been going over an hour consistently for a while. Bleach is out today. I got
Bleach is back.
I got Jujutsu Kaisen and Bleach to go watch. It's a grand time. Because I fucked around so Wednesday and watched Secret Invasion. And I was like, I don't know why I'm... Like, the show's okay. I won't even say it's good. It's just like... It's keeping my attention.
But I'm off the Marvel train.
Don't have to...
It's there.
Yeah, I'm off the Marvel train. But My New Adventures with Superman? That's a good time.
Oh, yeah. That might be on the list as well.
It's a good time. I saw someone tweet... These designs are literally just somebody wanted Guts and Casca to be happy. And I'm like, yeah, it really is.
They got baby girl Superman with fucking tomboy girlfriend Lois.
Yep. And Black Jimmy.
And black friend.
And Black Jimmy. That's Jimmy. Because, you know, we have to keep the tradition of turning our redheads black.
Oh yes.
Yeah, the I mean, Negrofication I being Art Deco of, you know, the Art Deco of how, you know, the old animated series, but it's a good time. It's a good fun cartoon that's like made by people who actually like Superman.
Yeah, it looks
anime apparently.
That's nice.
It looked like they watched Invincible and were like, "All right, we can clean this up for DC."
Nah, it's no, it's they were like, "No, they watched Voltron and was like, "Hey, what if we did this with Superman?" Cuz I swear, some of them character designs are straight out of Voltron.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure. I'm just going.
And I'm willing to bet some of the team members were on Voltron back then. But yeah, it definitely has. It has a lot of that in there, and Voltron was good into the last couple of seasons. So you know.
Yeah. Agreed.
All right. Well. Remember, you can follow us all collectively around the internet, cheesycontrollerpodcast.com. You can follow me on Threads at ANTON, the number 6, 2 X's. Because Instagram some hoes. Chris, where can people find you?
In the Discord.
Madrid.
X underscore Spain on Instagram.
Jalen, where can people find you?
Squid underscore Bishop on Instagram or in the Discord, where I actually live.
That's not your name in the Discord.
Yeah, there's no underscore. If you type in at Squid Bishop, I will pop up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, there's a server specific display name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different.
Get to the Discord.
Server names and usernames. It's nice to have two.
I'm not imposter everywhere.
All right. This has been a No It's Good production. The video version is edited by Long Twisted Mind. The audio version is edited by Akuma Santi. Until next time, keep it cheesy.